The Frog Prince. Once upon a time, on a warm summer's evening, a young princess went out for a walk by herself in the woods. Soon, she came to a small pond with a lily pad in the middle. It was a pretty place, so she sat down to have a little rest. In her hand was a golden ball, and it was her favourite to play with. She liked to toss it as high as she could into the air and then catch it again when it fell back down. As she sat, she threw it up so high that she missed catching it, and it fell into a small pond. The princess tried as hard as she could, but the ball had disappeared into the deep water. She was very upset and started to cry. While she was crying, a frog popped its head out of the water.
"Ribbit, why are you crying?"
he asked the princess. The princess explained to the frog that her golden ball, which she loved so much, had fallen into the pond, and she would give anything, even her pearls and jewels, to have it back.
"I do not want your pearls or jewels, but if you promise to look after me and let me live with you and eat at the table from your golden plate, sleep next to your bed on a silk cushion and kiss me goodnight, if you promise me that, I will bring you your ball."
The princess looked at the frog and thought, "What a load of nonsense, such a silly frog." "Okay," she said, "I promise," as she really wanted her ball back. So the frog disappeared under the water and moments later returned with the golden ball in his mouth, which he passed to the princess. The princess was so happy to have her golden ball back that she forgot all about the frog and ran home as fast as she could. The frog called after her, but she didn't stop to listen. The very same evening, the king, the queen and the princess were all having dinner when a maid approached the king and said, "Excuse me, your majesty, there is a frog at the door and he's saying that the princess has made him a very important promise." The king didn't know about the frog or the promise.
"This is news to me," said the king.
"Is it true?" he asked the princess. So the little girl told her father the story of how she had lost her ball and about the promise she had made to the frog.
"Well," said the king, "a promise is a promise and you must not break it. Go and ask the frog to come in and have dinner with you."
The princess did as she was told and went to invite the frog inside. The frog hopped into the great hall and with a giant leap he landed on the table next to the princess.
"You promised me that you would let me eat from your golden plate,"
said the frog. The princess did not like this one little bit, but she kept her promise and he began to tuck into her dinner. The frog finished the food, yawned and stretched his long green legs. The frog finished the food, yawned and stretched his long green legs and said,
"Please take me to my silk cushion at the side of your bed. I'm very tired."
"Do I have to?" she pleaded with her father.
"The frog helped you and you made a promise, so yes, you do," said the king very sternly.
So the princess carried the frog to her bedroom and placed a silk cushion next to the bed for the frog. The frog hopped onto the cushion and made himself comfortable. "Phew," thought the princess. He must have forgotten about the final promise, she thought happily. But just as she was ready for bed, the frog turned to her and asked,
"What about my goodnight kiss?"
The princess knew she had to keep her promise. So she closed her eyes tightly and gave the frog a kiss on his cold, slimy face. All of a sudden, there was a brilliant flash of light and the princess heard a voice that no longer belonged to the frog.
"Please, open your eyes," said the voice.
The princess did as the mysterious voice told her to, and standing there in front of her was a boy, a very handsome one too. The princess couldn't believe what was happening, so she closed her eyes again, and when she opened them, he was still there. She tried to speak and ask what was going on, but she couldn't find the words. Then the boy spoke again.
"Thank you," he said. "You have broken a spell cast upon me by a wicked witch who turned me into a frog. You see, the spell would only break if a princess promised she would eat with me, sleep beside me, and kiss me."
The princess and the no longer a frog prince ran to tell the king and queen what had happened. The king was very happy with the news, and he agreed that the prince could live with them in the castle. But that's not all. Many years later, when the prince and princess were older, they got married and had a daughter, and she loved nothing more than to throw her golden ball in the air as high as she could and try to catch it. The end.